Street Fighter music is
oh,
wild.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get to an NFL general manager who was angry at sports radio yesterday. And a latest on Jahad Campbell. How banged up is he? What is the red flag on his injuries? More came out yesterday about the Eagles' first-round pick, which we all like, and obviously has a chance to be a really good player. But why did he fall? We got more on that coming up. And, of course, a lot to debate. 100 men versus a gorilla. A lot of people are scared of this gorilla. I mean, led by Hugh Douglas. And I get it. It's a significant challenge. But I think if prepared well, 100 men could take down the gorilla. We also have Schwarber to be back in the leadoff spot and the Goddard situation. I just think the Eagles are undervaluing him. Can we hear from Howie Roseman post-draft? Listen to the way he talks about Dallas Goedert.
Do you see a path where Dallas can come back at this point? And is that the one place maybe you're still a little bit uncomfortable?
Dallas is a heck of a player. Heck of a person. Certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. Been to two Super Bowls together, and obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that. But love Dallas Goedert.
Yeah,
that sounds like that might have been a kiss of death.
Yeah, love him.
The more you listen to it, it was like we love that.
We might be ready to say goodbye.
It might be kiss the baby.
Yep.
You think we can get Dallas to be on our 100 men the list?
Oh, that would help.
That would help. We get Lane. We got Dallas.
Yeah, just stiff arm the gorilla.
We got to have Mailata.
All right, so here's a wrinkle to add.
I don't know.
This.
I kind of like him as the left tackle of the Eagles, though.
Yeah, we don't want to lose him.
We can't lose him.
Oh, yeah, they about to catch an L.
All right, let me ask you this, because you're very strong. You think the gorilla would win. How much does the caliber of man matter? Now, let's be real. If it was 100, me and Kyle's were dead, right? Yeah. The gorilla's going to win that.
I think it helps,
right?
But
so
it still
if we have 100
matter.
Lane Johnsons, that's still a big difference.
He's going to tear Lane's arm off.
You think 100 rest, Lanes doesn't have a greater chance than 100 me's?
After he tears the first Lane's
arm
off.
I'm like half a man.
After he tears the first Lane's arm off and he crushes the other Lane's skull, the other 98 Lanes are going to be rethinking their decision.
You are underestimating.
I am telling you. See, I don't think people
No, but
are,
this is life or death. It's fight
it
or flight.
It is life or death.
But you can't run.
And I think
what if it's an octagon?
We're in an octagon.
Yeah.
I think people aren't realizing how much damage. Like, it's in short bursts. I give you that. But the damage that he's going to inflict. Like, because
it's gonna be terrible.
Even ask ChatGPT, they said that 100 men can win.
Yeah. Yes,
but at what cost?
A grave cost.
Wait a second.
You ain't going.
No,
but they say you ain't going. When you heal, you ain't gonna heal, right?
You're missing.
That's why I'm at the end.
You ain't healing, right?
This isn't a letter grade. This is a pass fail. Okay, if I lose 99 people, I get
That's
one at
true.
The end, and the gorilla's dead. It's a pass.
Man, no
pass fail.
No. You ain't going to be right for the rest of your life.
What if it's a TLC match?
You're going to always remember
no weapons.
The carnage that gorilla inflicted on your friends. You ain't going to be right ever in life after this fight.
I'm not saying that I'm volunteering for this. I'm just saying if we have to do this,
no,
I think the men can win.
I think everybody that thinks that they can beat this gorilla has to be a part of the 100 men. I think that it's only fair.
Oh, there's a lot of people that think this.
That you have to be a part of it.
It's too many rules.
And I don't think people are really looking at this realistically.
I think you're not. You're just scared.
This is a fight to the death.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you this. If like 20, maybe 25, 25 men jump on the gorilla's back, he's going down.
Okay.
Well, you think he could hold that weight on his back?
Well, first of all, my thing is this.
Is he flailing wildly as they're jumping on?
And somebody's gonna catch a crushed skull.
Okay.
Somebody ain't gonna be right. And when you hear that blood curdling scream when that elephant
gorilla, a whole different ball.
No,
wax.
But when that gorilla makes contact with somebody's limb. And they let out that blood curdling scream because something's gonna break.
Yeah.
It's gonna break. And when you hear that person. That breaks a femur or a bigger bone in their body, they make that noise. It's gonna change everything.
If you have a weak stomach, stay home. This is not for the faint of heart.
Where's my mom? Somebody gonna call for their wife and their mama. It's gonna be ugly. And then that's going to take the fight out of everybody.
Yeah, you got some weak friends.
Be like, hold up. Did you see what happened to little Timmy over there? He got his whole skull crushed.
I can't worry about Timmy.
With one blow.
It's the first quarter. We got to power through.
Do you remember?
Then you play football. Injuries happen. Next man up.
Do you remember Aliens with Bill Pulley? When he said, I don't know if you kept up on current events, but we just got our asses kicked.
It'd be a mess. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear Elliot this morning? Elliot on the money. Like, what's really going on here? What did Elliot think when he heard Howie speak about Goddard?
From the Eagles' perspective, if they were to move on from him and ignore the cap implications, just the cash, if they were to move on from him, they save that cash. So from Goddard's camp, they're probably going around the league seeing who will pay him 14. I mean, I'm sure they started hoping for more on a multi-year deal. Mm-hmm. And now from the Eagles' perspective, he's not finding that. They kind of hold all the cards at this point because they could say, yeah, we'll have you back at $5 million, you know, and then it's up to Goddard's camp to go and find a better offer than what the Eagles are willing to pay.
Yeah, it does feel that way, and it does feel like the Eagles are going to move on from it. I just think they're undervaluing. Where do you come down on Goddard, Schwarber, and 100 men versus one gorilla? Zach in Franklin Mills up. What's up, Zach?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Hey, Zach. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good, Zach. What are you thinking?
As far as the gorilla versus 100 men go, I feel like if the 100 men are vetted and they are getting, like they know that they have a life or death right here, fight or flight, I'm going team 100 men.
Yeah, we're having a draft.
If they're vetted.
Draft and train.
He said you got to get some hardened killers.
Yeah. If it's like 100 people you're just grabbing against their will, I'm taking gorilla all day because you factor into people trying to run away and stuff like that. But
Zach,
again, it's
a good point. If it's random, half of them could be built like me. That's not good. And then also the other half could just be scared and run away. You're right. They have to be committed.
Zach. Can I just say something real quick?
Sorry about that, Hugh.
No, you're fine, Zach. But you know the gorilla skin is super thick, and their muscle and their bones are super dense.
Yeah, so 100 people need to jump on them enough to break those bones.
I'm just trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna go the way you think it's gonna go.
I don't think you could find like 100 people like Brock Lesnar type people, but if you're getting like people like better humans than the average Joe now here, then I think the 100 men got at least a fighting chance.
Yeah, they have more of a chance than at least Hugh's given them. Zach, what are you thinking about the leadoff spot? You want to keep Stott there?
I'm leaving Stott there for a few reasons. Number one is I feel like with Schwarber's struggles right now, I feel like those will eventually go away. But number two is I like where Stott is because I feel like he's playing the freest baseball. My biggest concern is we have a man making $300 million on our payroll right now that his greatest moment since he's gotten onto our books hasn't even been in a Phillies jersey. And I feel like you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, World Baseball Classic Trey Turner.
Yeah. So my biggest thing is why is Trey Turner still hitting in too old?
So, Zach, I hear you, and statistically, just what he's done, he doesn't belong there. I think the only answer is, and I know Topper's gotten away from this a little bit, you know, as far as worrying about stacking all the lefties. He's the righty that breaks up Stott, Harper, and Schwarber, right? Otherwise, because if you take him out, I get you have to put either Bohm there or Cash. There's not a perfect answer to the puzzle.
Right,
the pieces don't fit.
Almost.
Yeah, right, exactly, and. And he's walked more this year. Zach, a good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I'm the Turner thing. One part of my brain is like, this guy's just not a $300 million player. I never feel that way. The other part is he has at least walked more and he's gotten better. He's given better at bats. He's chased less. He struck out less. All that. But can I get some oomph from some Turner at bats? It's all infield hits. The other night, I know he had three hits. So I'm not saying he had a bad game. But the one was a bloop with the wind in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 10th inning, it was the chopper that, I mean, good, he has speed and he beat it out. But
yeah, that was a pretty good play. That was a pretty significant play.
It was important. But can he drive a ball, Hugh? Can he hit one into the gap? Can he hit one off the wall, maybe over the wall?
I think it's
soft.
You know what I think this is, Joe? And this is the reason why I'm I'm not too keen to move everything because I think that these are just adjustments that they're going through.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at Aaron Nola the other night. We talked about how it looked like he was losing his stuff.
And he pitched well.
And then he bounced back. I think it takes time. You're asking this team to do a lot of different things that probably going into the season, they didn't think that they would have to do. And to their credit, they've done it and they haven't complained about it. But it's still an adjustment. Kind of like Kyle Schwarber. I think it's still an adjustment for him.
Can I throw one extra element of the Gorilla Men thing we haven't talked about into the conversation? my brain is just
No, I know, because everybody's like that.
Well, so you brought up, how are the men going to feel when they watch one of their guys get broken in half?
Yeah.
Well, how's the gorilla going to feel when he sees 100 men circle him? No, that he's never experienced that in his
life. That's
true. He's going to be confused until one of y'all try to put hands on him.
No, he could be dazed.
And then he's going to go into survival mode.
I understand, but he's never experienced.
And then he's going to start spinning like a helicopter, and he's going to take out like 20 people by his just the glancing blows.
Well, then I got 80 left.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but he's never experienced this either.
I think when you hear the blood-curdling screams of the people when they get hit by a gorilla, I think that's going to take the fight out of a lot of people.
It might, but you know what? I think you're overestimating his fight.
Because you know what it is,
maybe
Joe,
he gives up at some point and just says, I'm out.
No, he's going to give up and go lay down for a little while.
He lays down. We're choking him out.
First of all, y'all not going to choke him out. Let me tell you how it's going to play out. Let me tell you, realistically. Okay, he's going to put hands on that first wave.
Yeah.
And it's going to be limbs and blood and body parts all over the place.
Yeah.
And the 80 that are left, they're going to try to regroup. And first of all, they're going to have to go change the draws because they're going to be in their poop their pants. And they're going to have to come back.
We don't have time for a draws change.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It's a fight to the death.
And then you're going to have to because I'm assuming this is a cage match. You can't leave until what's done is done.
Yeah, we're in the octagon.
So
there's a winner and a loser.
So the other 80 men are going to have to muster up whatever testicular fortitude that they got left.
Yeah.
Well, they have to, or they're going to die. They don't have a choice, I think, is at the end of the day.
Question, because this does impact things. We said no weapons. Is he allowed or is he not allowed? If he could, I don't know if cognitively he could figure this out, to pick up one of the men and use it as like a bat.
He probably will.
Right.
Like, it's a gorilla. With the gorilla, there's no rules.
Okay, so.
So why are we fighting with
rules?
That's
a problem. If he just picks up one of the humans and uses it as a bat.
He's going to start beating somebody with a limb.
I know. That's an issue.
The visual is just going to be too much.
What are we going to do if he, like, the rule is no weapons. But if he creates a weapon out of a man, what are we supposed to say to him?
Oh, babe, gay gorilla. What you doing?
Luckily for us on Twitter right now, there's a Jolly Sports Chat going to 106. I asked him. His first question was.
Perfect timing.
His first question was, am I one of the guys? I told him he can pick his 100 men. Okay. So we'll see where Jolly comes
out. Okay, we'll get Jolly's answer sooner than later. All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Man, look. Julia, you and this got it thing, man. And look, I got the perfect thing for the gorilla, too.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
The gorilla, like Thanos, we got one option. We got one possibility. So, like the Marvel movies, we only got one shot to beat him. I'll give you that at the minute. But this got it thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay the fifth option. $14 million a year.
Wouldn't he be the fourth option?
He's probably the fifth.
Well, who are we behind? So we got obviously AJ, Devontae, and Saquon, right? Yeah, all right. So he's fourth.
Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on if Jalen break out the pocket.
Okay, that's all right. I get your point. Yeah, right. In terms of Jalen running,
fifth, all right.
So
right?
Fourth or fifth in terms of touches. Yeah, fourth or fifth.
And then you play what? 10 games a year? 11?
Well, last couple, sure.
Oh, the last couple. So you want to pay him $14 million. And then you said you worried about if he come in here, he going to be the number one option on another team, right? When was the defense's desire to stop him?
Well, no. If he came in here in an NFC playoff game against the Eagles, you'd be happy about that? This guy is a big game performer, Jay.
You got to be in the game.
He's never missed a playoff game, ever.
Yeah, he's never the defensive focus when the playoff games come. Yeah, they don't game plan for him.
So you're an accountant, too. Everyone's an accountant over here. Why are we getting rid of good players? Why are we getting rid of good players? He's on the team.
Who you game plan for? He shouldn't have been here in the first place because his name's Dallas. He might be a mole.
He's a pretty good mole if he's a mole. They just won the Super Bowl. I mean, that's pretty funny. He's a mole.
Hey, look, you never know with that guy.
Yeah. All right. I think we're past the
Jay's
mole.
A mole.
Are you a mole, Jay? Look,
it's just like your boy Harper is.
There we go.
Yeah, but now I was waiting for it.
Yeah, you know exactly why they struggle.
I don't, actually.
Tariffs.
Because of what?
Tariffs. They because can't get their shipment over here.
Oh, I got
he
you.
He said tariffs.
Because of the tariffs.
No,
yeah.
Not the tariffs. We have reached the time low.
As soon as the boy put tariffs in, they couldn't get their shipment over here.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what to tell you on that, but I need him to hit. Jay, what do you got on the gorillas? What do you got?
Hey, Kyle, you going to go there to fight with us with the gorillas?
I'm not in the front lines, Jay, that's for sure.
No, but I need your help.
What am I going to do?
No, you got access to all the WIP tapes and all that stuff, right?
You bait. Mm-hmm. You could be the sacrificial lamb.
Thought I was going to be bait for
Jay. No. Kyle is going to be the most important one because he got access to the kryptonite. If you can get a tape of one of Jolly's shows, rock that.
Oh, no. Jay.
Hey, look, you ever hear Jolly when he hosts?
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes in. Oh, I guess nobody want to talk Philadelphia sports. Don't nobody know. Go put Jolly to sleep. Jolly going to put the gorilla to sleep.
Shots at Jolly. Wow. Jay, we love you.
That wasn't nice.
That wasn't very nice. But maybe the gorilla would get distracted by putting WIP on in the background. Well, maybe he gets annoyed at someone's take.
We're confused.
Jolly's verdict, by the way. He's taking the 100 men.
Yeah.
And we should have known this after something that he said over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of this comes down to the size of the gorilla.
Yeah.
But Jolly had this to say about size.
I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
Okay.
Sizes for people in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see the correlation.
I don't think you want to.
Well, if you're fighting for your Fruit Loops in prison, I understand size definitely matters. But I was trying outside of that.
So Jolly's on our side, Kyle?
Yes, he is.
Not feeling as good as I did a few minutes ago. Not feeling quite as good.
Have facts, folks. Facts. Facts. Facts.
Well, it's tough to have facts on this one because I don't know if there's a documented 100 men versus gorilla in the octagon.
Has Jolly been to prison, though? Not prison.
What do you think?
Nah, he ain't been to prison.
I feel like that would be information we would have told you at some point. Our coworker, yep, been there. Aaron is up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up,
hey, Aaron, what's going on?
I'll tell you what, man. You guys had these topics of Goddard and Schwarber, and then you guys just come up with the most incredible topic of the week. 100 men against one gorilla?
Yeah.
This is a fantastic topic.
All right, well, what do you think? For your first thought on it, who wins?
This is great.
So I got three, it's coming in three waves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go with the wave.
Here we go. So the first wave is the Kyle Quinn wave. And you got 30 Kyles, and they're gonna circle this gorilla.
That's not gonna go.
Okay? And then they're gonna take a step forward, and they're gonna start closing the circle. And the hope is that the gorilla goes after one of these Kyles. And as soon as the gorilla goes after one of these Kyles, the Kyles start running in a circle, and they're just going to try to get this gorilla to go in a circle and get dizzy. And as soon as that gorilla goes to the ground, you got 40 Joe Gilios behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Joe,
you're picking the wrong guys for this.
Lands. I apologize.
I'm not fast either.
But this is not your typical Joe Gilio. You got to get the I'm about to lose my mind, Joe Gilio.
You talking about standing up. You talking about Joel. You got a bunch of Joels, not Joel.
We're talking
Joel.
About, yes. Mm. So you got to get these guys all fired up.
We haven't seen him in a few weeks.
A bunch of crazed dogs. As soon as this gorilla hits the ground, and then the last wave is a Hugh Douglas wave. And you got groups of three just going in. As soon as the Joes get on top of this gorilla and it's pinned to the ground, the Hugh Douglas is just going to go to work. And that's basically
Van's strategy.
Yeah.
He calls it the brute wave.
I like
the brute. The heavy brute.
You're the heavy brute.
I could just see the Joes going in, with the glasses on.
Yeah.
And their heads gleaming in the sun.
Right.
Ah!
Why
is he working?
Yep. I'm gonna bring that energy. So Aaron, you bring up something that I don't think has been talked about enough the last half hour of the show. Is the gorilla smart enough to figure out how to survive. Like, he's got the strength to survive, right? Clearly.
He lives in the jungle.
But I don't know if, is he smart enough for this? If he gets circled by 30 Kyles or whatever, right? Is he smart enough to realize there's 70 more people coming after him? Hugh, I think you're giving the gorilla a whole lot of credit here.
Well, I'm giving the gorilla the credit it deserves because it lifts 1,800 pounds and squats 3,000 pounds.
That's a projection. When was the last time you saw a gorilla with a bench press? It's a projection.
I have seen a gorilla crack the glass at the zoo, though.
Absolutely. But when was the last time you went to the gym and you saw him pushing 1,800 pounds?
I haven't seen it. I don't need to see it to believe it, though, because look how muscular he looks.
Yeah, he looks strong. 1,800 pounds?
Dude, you know what?
Heavy projection.
I would venture to say that two men couldn't even whoop a chimpanzee. Chimpanzees are strong.
I'm with you. Yeah,
chimpanzees are strong. You see the one that bit the lady face off?
Yes.
Yeah, that was was rough. That was only two.
You know, as I came up with my plan, I got this visual of the first show running in and the gorilla just twisted.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Did anybody see?
The Joe's running out of the circle.
Did anybody see the orangutan that grabbed the man's leg?
No.
And damn near tore it off, and he was in a cage. Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping.
I think it's best for our army not to watch these videos before. They're going to get all psyched out. All right, Aaron, what do you think on Goddard?
So the Goddard thing, my heart says I love him, and I appreciate everything he's done for the Eagles. But, you know, Hugh is right today, and God bless America.
Right,
what a great country we're. One day we can have a heated discussion, and the next day we can agree on
things.
That's
what I'm talking about, Aaron. We don't have to be divisive in this conversation.
No.
We don't have to agree
about
all the time.
Serious things like 100 men versus gorillas.
Yes. We can be adults about this.
No.
It is a business. You know, and you gotta pick your battles. And unfortunately, you know, the NFL stands for not for long when you're an injured player.
It does, and I think that Hugh has mentioned it. It's a huge part of this, Aaron, and he's been banged up, and he hasn't played enough. I get all that, Aaron. We appreciate the phone call. All right, so I'm watching this orangutan video here, Hugh, that you brought up. A little bit of a way too much of a home field advantage for the orangutan. It had the protection of its cage.
But boy,
it knew it was bulletproof.
But the dude that was in there, when he grabbed his leg, he knew he was in a bad spot because did you see when his boy was trying to grab him?
He's freaking out.
They couldn't let it go.
I'd freak out too if the orangutan grabbed
me. Man, it's one, the hairless ape. Have you seen that?
No.
That dude look like he's been on a cycle for his whole life. Look, Google that one. And y'all talking about fighting silverbacks.
100 men.
Okay.
Strength in numbers. You're just ignoring the strength in numbers. 215-592. All right, let me quickly ask you this before we go any further. Obviously, we all saw the documentary. What was it, Run, Barry, Run? Was that the Barry Sanders? We know you couldn't stop Barry Sanders. We saw you chase him from 50 yards behind. If your Jets team had five more defenders on the field, could you have corralled Barry?
Five more?
Uh-huh. You had 11, and he was better than you.
That's different.
What do you mean it's different?
That's different. Barry was – I don't even know if that was the case.
Ten more. At some
point – If our numbers – okay, if we had some, maybe.
At some points, the numbers game is just in your favor. We know you couldn't stop Barry Sanders, but you give your Jets team 11 more guys, they might stop him. 100 men versus the gorilla?
We got it.
Yeah, we're good. 215-592-9494. An hour left for your phone calls on all this. Goddard, Schwarber, men versus gorillas. And on the other side, we got some more detail on Jahad Campbell and why he slipped in the draft of the Philadelphia Eagles at number 31. How banged up is he? How much should this be a concern? It's definitely something to keep in mind as we get closer to camp. 215-592-9494. For latest report on Jahad Campbell, why he slipped down the draft. That's next. Your calls on all this on Sports Radio 94 WIP.